Death on a Pale Horse. Sherlock Holmes on Her Majesty's Secret Service. By Donald Thomas. Read by John Telfer. Part 1. The Documents in the Case. Memorandum. From Permanent Secretary for Cabinet Affairs to Provost Marshal General. Date and source, Cabinet Office, 20th of August, 1894. Subject. The Narrative of Colonel Rawdon Moran, a paper dated February 1879. My Lord, by dispensation of Her Majesty's Privy Council, I enclose for your confidential information a copy of a report compiled for his criminal paymasters by Colonel Rawdon Moran. Your records will confirm that this officer was never brought before any recognized civilian or military court. Yet he remains the one agent identified in a criminal conspiracy which to this day endeavours to undermine the British position in southern Africa. The wealth of newly discovered gold fields and diamond mines in the Transvaal was to be his particular prize. An illegal arms traffic via the Congo Free State was to be the means to that end. In his departure from the British Army, Colonel Moran had suffered a terrible injury at the hands of fellow officers. Who shall say that it was not deserved? He swore at the time that he would be revenged upon them and their comrades many times over. And who shall say that he was not? The attached manuscript describes certain remarkable events in Zululand, Southeast Africa, on the 22nd of January, 1879. It is a curious document, for he adopts a literary style. As a young man, Moran was a hunter of big game, whose bag...